be sunny, highs near 74. Right now it's 62 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Hello, it's Toyota's national clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, I just wanted to make sure your clearance event is on because it's our last day of vacation and we're heading over right after.
Yes, it's on right now through September 5th. We've got great deals on the remaining 2017 models.
Perfect, because we've been waiting all summer.
Oh, this is crazy!
You know what's crazy? Our super low APR financing and incredible lease offers.
Oh man. Hey, can I save on a Camry?
Yes, Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Tundra, and more.
Oh, this is the big one!
You're right. It's our biggest event of the year.
That was awesome.
Kind of like our national clearance event.
It's just not summer without Toyota's National Clearance Event, where you can save big on the remaining 2017 models. But this event won't last long. Hurry and get the Toyota you want today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
This is Byers & Company, live from the Farm Progress Show. On WSOI 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com. Broadcast presented by ADM.
Back here on a Wednesday. And I'll tell you what, what's pretty cool is that there's a fireworks show going on right now.
Yeah. It started right before we took the break.
Hear all of that going on in the background, but it is literally...
Okay, that's... That's interesting.
We knew it was coming.
Right.
It just caught me a little off guard. Yeah. It was like incoming or whatever.
But it's before 8.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
It's officially open, I guess.
Yes, the show has officially opened. That's a heck of an opening. Who does a fireworks show at 8 o'clock in the morning?
You know what?
Farm Progress does.
Beautiful thing.
All right, on the other side of the break, Senator Chapin Rose will be joining us here on air, and we will also be visiting with Senator Menard to both reactions to the education funding agreement, which was reached this week. It's, I think Congressman Davis summed it up. It's nice to not have to talk about schools potentially closing, and not everyone happy, but we'll get into that in great detail coming up after the other side of news. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Byers & Company.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
7:59. Good morning. Jeff Daly live from the ADM exhibit at the Farm Progress Show. When you're at the Farm Progress Show, you may find yourself a little bit on the hungry side from walking the grounds. Well, never fear. There are several vendors to take care of that hunger. Chris Allen owns a stand that serves up ribeye sandwiches, grilled sweet corn, potato chips, and drinks. He says selling his food at the show is an honor. If you're hungry for something different, there's one location that has a little something for everyone as they offer burgers, pulled pork, and chicken sandwiches, as well as ice cream. Proceeds go toward various churches in the Decatur area, as well as St. Teresa High School, according to Lynn Dixon, a volunteer.
Those funds help put together, pay for bills at the churches, and it also affords the kids to take trips during their time off whenever they can for their independent clubs.
So no matter what you're craving, there's probably something here at the Farm Progress Show waiting for you.
The flooding gets worse again in Texas. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's water inside a home near Port Arthur. Galen Phillips posted it on Periscope as he walked through his living room.
The water is 5-6 feet deep on some of our streets.
That's Port Arthur Mayor Derek Freeman says nearly every house in the city is flooded, and they're doing what they can to rescue people amid a ton of 911 calls.
We're trying to get to them. Wherever they are, we just... brought in 5 more dump trucks to go to different neighborhoods.
But he says some of the other vehicles are stranded in the flooding. Several counties in the Port Arthur area are under a flash flood emergency this morning, and they got several feet of rain as Tropical Storm Harvey hits again, now moving into Louisiana.
We do need this storm to get moving, get it over land, and let it dissipate in strength and stop drawing all that moisture out of the Gulf.
Governor John Bel Edwards, the rain has stopped in Houston, but the flooding could still get worse. Fox's Evan Brown is there live.
Yeah, Dave, late Tuesday, the clouds broke and the sun even came out here.
And I said, oh, my goodness, what's that foreign object on the floor? And they was all looking, saying, what? And they looked, and it was the sunshine.
And the sun is out again this morning, but not everything is okay. All major traffic arteries here in Houston have long stretches closed, all due to water as high as 4 feet at least. You can't drive into a neighborhood without turning back because the street is flooded and inaccessible. Tens of thousands are waking up this morning in shelters, Dave.
Yeah, but some are taking advantage of the situation. 14 accused robbers and looters have been arrested in Houston. This homeowner tells Fox News,
carrying a gun at all times, waiting for it to happen.
And at least 18 people have died from the storm, including a police officer swept away driving to work. The U.S. economy was stronger in the spring than first thought. GDP growth has been revised from 2.6 up to 3%, the biggest gain in 2 years. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Can you mow a yard, clean a house, haul off some junk? Then you can make extra money with the Tackle app. Tackle is an amazing new app that connects people who can perform small jobs with customers who need them done. Signing up is easy, so become a Tackle provider today. Go to Tackle.com to join.
That's TAKL.com.
As a Tackle provider, you can be your own boss, set your own hours, and make great money. Go to TAKL.com today.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a smooth, clean shave. But you're tired of paying $32 for new blades. Stop messing around with those generic razors and start shaving with Harry's for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular shave set, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free when you cover shipping, a total value of $20. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 0707 at checkout to redeem your shave set. That's harrys.com, code 0707.
WSOY News Time is 8:03. School superintendents across Illinois are giving a proposed school funding overhaul mixed reviews. The plan that will increase aid to all of the state's districts also includes a proposal to give tax credits to people who donated to private school scholarships. The Illinois House approved the plan earlier, which the Senate approved yesterday. Superintendent Edwin Shumate runs the roughly 515 student district of Cobden in southern Illinois. He says he's enthusiastic about bipartisan compromise. In his district will get roughly $180,000 more under the proposal. That means roughly three more teachers and reinstating art for elementary schools. However, he and other superintendents don't like the private school tax credit program. Superintendent Andrea Evers in Cairo, which has roughly 400 students, says talk of private school scholarships strays from the mission of addressing a public school funding problem. In sports, Brewers lost ground in the division race as Luke Voigt collected four RBIs and Matt Carpenter socked a two-run home run in the Cardinals' 10-2 romp at Miller Park yesterday evening. Meanwhile, Cubs were 4-1 winners over Pittsburgh behind Jake Arrieta, who pitched two hit ball over six shutout innings. We have Cardinal baseball for you this afternoon starting at 12:15 as they take on the Brewers once again. We'll have it for you starting again at 12:15 this afternoon. Game time coming your way shortly after 1. Your next news update comes your way at the bottom of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly, live from the ADM exhibit at the Farm Progress Show for WSOY and Newhoff Media, media made locally.
Each autumn, the Decatur Public Schools Foundation honors graduates who have gone on to make a significant impact on the world. This year, two outstanding alumni will be honored at Celebrate the Legacy of Learning on November 11th at Millikan University. This annual tradition shares inspiring success stories that began right here in Decatur. Past honorees have represented a range of professional achievements and contributions to the world, from the arts to business and science to social impact projects. To nominate a Decatur Public Schools graduate from Eisenhower, MacArthur, Lakeview, Stephen Decatur, or the Old Decatur High School, call 362-3042 or visit dps61.org/foundation to print a form from the website. The deadline to nominate a candidate for consideration is September 1st of this year. The Decatur Public Schools Foundation makes a difference for students every day. We're excited to celebrate excellence that grew in our own hometown. Call 362-3042 to tell us your story.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, mostly sunny skies, highs near 81 degrees. Then for tonight, you can expect partly or clear skies, rather, and lows around 60 degrees. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 81. And Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 74. Right now, it's 64 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday 8 o'clock hour of Buyers and Company. We're live from the Farm Progress Show. Live from the ADM exhibit, and coming up this hour, Senator Chapin Rose, Senator Andy Menar, and so much more. Buyers and Company rolls now.
Byers and Company. WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here. Breakfast wrapping up.
Breakfast is wrapped up. The presentation is wrapped up, and everybody's hitting the road.
Well, the gates have opened,
yep.
And the fireworks show. I was asking Matt Hall. It was rather loud. He said it was hard to see it. There's a lot of booms.
Well, yeah.
But now the gates are open, and the Farm Progress Show is officially open for day two. One of the cool things out here is the swag that you get.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do a video today on we're going to find the coolest hat at the Farm Progress
cool.
Show, because hats are in high demand.
Right.
But one of the cool things I get every year from ADM, they give – are you familiar with the challenge coins?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it started out in the military.
Yeah.
They're very big in this. And they've kind of grown into other industries. And every year, ADM has a special one printed up for the
nice.
Farm Progress Show. And this year, it has ADM's logo, Decatur 2017, and then it says Farm Progress Show. And they have the checkered flags around it, like to match with their theme here of the racing that they have.
Right.
Which, by the way, I was asking some of the guys, I mean, are you ready to shoot that automated voice about 2 days into this? Because they just keep hearing that race voice over and over and over all day long.
Yeah.
But this is one of the cool things.
Yeah.
So I've collected those now for several Farm Progress
awesome.
Shows. Anyway, Senator Chapin Rose joins us. Senator Menard will be with us immediately afterwards. Let's start with the news of the week, which is that we can finally stop talking about education funding. What was your overall impression of what eventually got passed?
Yeah, well, first of all, I voted for it.
Yep.
And so did Seminar, and let's give some credit. Seminar's done a great job on that issue, but I would also credit Jason Berkman and our team. The evidence-based metrics model was first introduced by myself and Senator Berkman 2 years ago in 2015. Came from Leroy, Superintendent Leroy, Gary Tipsword from here in Central Illinois, just dreamed it up. And so, you know, look, I thought it was fair at the end of the day. I know that people have things they don't like about it here or there. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that taking the big thing for me was getting the Chicago pension pickup outside of the formula. That to me was fundamentally unfair. To put Chicago's kids in line in front of our kids was wrong. Okay.
And I think everybody in Central Illinois would agree with that,
so
Republican or Democrat.
That was the big change. That was a big change in this most recent version. A couple other things. The Chicago block grant's going to sunset. Now, not automatically, but it starts to sunset over time. Again, starts treating kids no matter where they live, you know, fairly. But the revolutionary part that you hear about really gets into these metrics. And again, this is designed instead of just, and Brian, way back when I first came on your show, you made a point to me. You know, people keep just throwing money at schools. Every year there's a budget. We just throw money at schools. There's no plan for the how and the why, and most importantly, what are the outcomes? Are we really educating kids, or are we just throwing money at and here you go. Here you go. So those metrics are huge. And again, I'm very proud of the fact that that's something that we brought to the debate when we filed the bill, again, in 2015. And there's no excuse for this thing taking this long. But I think we're here. There's going to be things people don't like. There's always things people don't like. But sometimes, you made a point to me earlier, if the right and the left don't like it, maybe.
It's probably better for the people, yeah. It's in my experience, is if everyone's upset, you've probably put together a pretty good compromise. Well, anyway, I'm glad that we can just quit having that conversation. You know, these basic conversations, a state budget, funding education, I think it's okay to have debate about how we do that best, but having it, you know, holding a state hostage,
right.
You know, for all these months, we can't talk about the other things we need to be doing. This ought to be the bare minimum basics of what government does.
Well, I don't want to go backwards because, frankly, to your point, we need to put this behind us and now start talking about the wonderful things Illinois does. But one of the problems in the budget that passed, you had the tax increase, no reforms, but you didn't even manage to settle this issue, the very basic issue of how we're going to fund schools. And so here we are 3 months later from May 31st, 2 months later from July 5th, and it's finally done.
Yeah.
But look, let's go forward.
It is done. So
we've got some wonderful things here to talk about.
Well, what we have sitting right here in the heartland of this country is millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars sitting right here on this Progress City site. Jobs galore,
yep.
An industry that's not going anywhere,
yep.
Something we're not going to outsource to Mexico,
yep.
And yet so many kids are disconnected from this agribusiness career path. Now, you've got FFA chapters and small school districts all over the state that have kids here all 3 days.
Yep.
Tomorrow we're bringing 600 sixth graders from District 61,
which
100
is awesome.
High school students,
absolutely awesome.
50 teachers, because we got 9,000 kids sitting 2.5 miles from here. And if you ask about agribusiness, you might as well be asking about the moon, because they have no clue.
So Brian, again, when these items like the school funding just go on and go on and go on, you never get to some of the other things that are equally as important. So one of the goals I've got for this fall, whether it's here in Decatur or down in Shelbyville, Sullivan, all the way over to Paris, we have wonderful programs that are connecting our local high school kids to their local industries, whether it's agribusiness or manufacturing or whatever. Paris, Illinois, nowhere near here, but it's in the 50% district. They added 500 jobs, amazing, 500 jobs around manufactured lighting, car, automotive lighting products, okay? You're amazing. 500 jobs. They can't find the people to take the jobs. I hear that here all the time.
It's the same thing
here in Macon County.
And here's what we have to do. We have to recruit people to come live in our community to take jobs. That's important. But we also have to have a workforce that's established in place so people are employable. And so every politician that comes through, with all due respect, everybody, you know, in election year is jobs, jobs, jobs. Well, what good does it do if tomorrow we land 2,000 jobs in Decatur, but there's only 200 people that are capable of taking those jobs?
And so one of the goals that we just haven't had time for, because of all these other debates, and it kills me, because, and this is good, let's walk past what happened yesterday. The great thing is that this Atlas is like the Atlas is you got these thrown off the weight off your back. Now we can have those conversations, which are just as important. I got a goal for this fall, like I said, to bring the state superintendent schools down. Some of the programs that are going on in this community all the way to Paris need to be taken and replicated statewide. And, you know, and look, every community is different, so we're not going to have a one-size-fits-all. But, you know, Shelbyville's got an amazing thing at IHI Turbo that manufactures the turbochargers and Dodge Rams. Amazing program for schools. Sullivan, what you just talked about here in Decatur, and I know there's much more. But those things are equally as important. And the other thing, quite frankly, and I wanted, since we are talking about ag jobs here, I'm very excited. We've got the U of I has now released its opening date, June of 18, for the Bioprocessing Research Lab. That is the complement to Decatur's ADM, Tate & Lyle, and everything we have to offer here. I mean, you get tired of me saying this, but the 100 million customers and the 10-hour truck drive to Decatur, Illinois, the Midwest Inland Port, bioprocessing is a multi-billion dollar growth opportunity. There'll be thousands of jobs created around the world. There's only four locations you can do this, because you have to have enough corn and beans to do it. But it's the idea of taking, you know, people think of ethanol when you hear bioprocessing. It's not ethanol. It's plastics, Coke bottle, your water bottle, Jeff, right there. You can turn that into corn and bean-based product rather than a petroleum-based product. High-end medical plastics, all kinds of things.
Yeah, just about anything that uses petroleum.
Exactly. And what we have here, and this is the part where we've gotten lost the last 2.5 years. Now we can go out and talk about what we're great at and what we're good at. What we have here in Decatur, Illinois, with the manufacturing, the ADM, Tate & Lyle resources, the port, the customers within the 10-hour truck traffic. In Champaign, you're going to have the bioprocessing, the number one research mind in the world. It's a guy named Vijay Singh. He's a professor in Urbana, not the golfer.
Not the PGA golfer.
Not the golfer, the professor. But he's in Urbana already. This entire lab has been built in conjunction with Tate & Lyle ADM input as a complement to what they're doing here in Decatur. And you know what's right in between in Champaign, Decatur? The best farm ground anywhere in the world. When this thing's done, you take the strengths of Decatur, the strengths of Champaign, you put them together, the best farm ground in the world, and you have something that no one in the world will have to offer. And that's something we need to be proud of.
Now, you think this is the potential of 20,000 jobs?
Internationally.
Yeah.
Okay? Not here in Central Illinois. But what I'm going to tell you is I want as many of those here in Central Illinois as we can get. Okay? There's only four places in the world you can do this. So we already have that advantage. But once you connect this and it's just amazing. So today, I'm out here today. I've got a booth over here at Rodney Davis and Congressman Shimkins have put together the great program over here at the U.S. House Ag Committee. I've got a booth over there. We're spreading the word. Everywhere I go today, it's bioprocessing, bioprocessing, bioprocessing.
The amount of jobs that are available in this sector, and one of the things that we've harped on all week is that it's not going anywhere. You know, there's a lot of industries we're not sure with technology what they're going to look like 2 years from
that's
now.
That's what's so great
and
about
that's
this.
What we're always going to grow
Absolutely.
Food, and we're always going to eat food,
Absolutely.
And we're always going to be coming up with, you know, you mentioned, you know, I remember years ago when Tate & Lyle started making carpeting, because they could take petroleum. Because petroleum is such a, I mean, there are so many variables in the world, and not only it's more harmful, I mean, all of the things that go into that. That's an industry that's not like corn, you know, where we have control over this. So it's amazing. So there are a lot of great things going on. I agree with you. We just need support. What we need D.C. and Springfield to do is, yes, support, but also get out of the way,
yeah,
you know, of what the what the world does, because we do it better than government, right?
Yep.
I mean, quite frankly, you know, if government,
I agree with you.
If it were up to government tomorrow, those 800 kids wouldn't be out here. It's Howard G. Buffett that made that happen, right?
Yep.
Because it's going to cost more than their entire field trip budget for the year. So, you know, it's private citizens and groups and organizations that are willing to do the work and to step up and make things happen. It's just sometimes government needs to get out of the way.
They do. And I think that's what, look, if I can make one last comment about the school funding bill. The other issue we've had in turning downstate is the property tax piece.
Yep.
And to finally start moving towards a more equitable system where the state picks up more of a share to lessen that what's become over-reliance on property taxes.
These little Easter eggs you leave behind where there's a processing fee. Now the city of Decatur's got to come up with another couple $100,000 to cover the cost. Why do we always have to have that
there's
kind
always,
of thing?
Like I said, look.
I know.
And Brian, if you want to, we could have kept going.
I know.
But, I mean, it's gone on for too long.
All right. Tell me about what happened in Tuscola.
Yeah, well, another exciting piece. And Project Cronus, fertilizer plant. They announced ThyssenKrupp is going to be their contractor. It's taken them 2 years to get to that point to ink that deal. 2,000 jobs, $1.6 billion investment, construction jobs. There'll be 200 permanent jobs. But you think about during the construction phase, that is more than enough work for the Decatur, Champaign, Union Halls, I mean, all around. Trucking, it's a great, great thing. The permanent jobs we left the line, left over right there on Route 36. These are good jobs with benefits. But, again, let's go back to a point you made a minute ago. The other piece of this is something else I'm really excited about this fall, getting the state superintendent down here, to start talking about workforce development because of exactly the points you're making. We've got to be able to put folks into these positions. It's not enough just to have the fact that Paris is a perfect example. NAL, 500 jobs. Next thing you know, they're trying to find people from all over to drive to Paris to take the jobs. We got to grow those folks locally. We got to change some of the things we do in education. And the great thing is now that we've gotten this funding piece past us, we can start devoting our attention to those things as well.
Well, I hope that there's great stuff to come, and we can get past all of, as you said, this couple of years worth of, you know. And Senator Menard will join us next, and I give him a lot of credit for moving the needle on this conversation because he's been on this education point for, you know, 3 years. And now we finally got an answer. Now, it may not be everybody's perfect answer, but let's get doing something and get some things accomplished. All right, so you're going to be out here today. This is what this means for the economy, even though most people from Decatur don't actually ever come out to see this with their own eyes, which is why you can go to nowdecatur.com and all of our social media and kind of live vicariously and see all of this. The amount of money that's spent in this community over the months and weeks leading up to this and then over this three-day period, and not only Decatur, Springfield hotels are sold out. I mean, there's 6,000 hotel rooms a day. We only have 1,500 hotel rooms in Decatur.
It is interesting that when the House came in last for the education funding vote, those who wanted to stay over from Monday to Tuesday's Senate vote, they couldn't find a place. They couldn't find a hotel room. It's sort of just desserts, right? But anyway, it was kind of funny.
You don't have some special rule that kicks people out of their
rooms
so you guys can have them?
No, this is not like the Simpsons where Homer gets to go through the mountain instead of around the mountain.
Right, but you do get a speed if you're late, right?
No. You can still get the ticket. You can still get the ticket.
So sure. I think Penny Severns loved that.
Yeah, you can still get the ticket.
All right.
Hey, I'll see you on social media.
Yeah, he's bragging that he put a picture up on Facebook. It's like he just discovered.
5 years you've been telling me I was the worst social media legislator you've ever seen.
He's in here today, and he's like the beginning of 2001 with a caveman holding the bone.
I got a picture of you, the most dapper man in Decatur, on my Facebook page.
There you go.
All right, Senator Chapin Rose, we
see
appreciate
you guys.
It.
Thanks.
We're going to take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got sunshine, highs around 81 degrees. For tonight, clear, lows around 60. For your Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 81. And Friday, sunshine, highs near 74 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 64 degrees.
Have you ever thought about what your legacy will be? Many of us wonder what our children and grandchildren will remember about us. We tell our stories and pass on heirlooms to create a legacy for our family. What about a legacy for your community? Hi, this is Ouija Stewart with the Community Foundation of Macon County. Those of us who have lived, loved, and worked in Decatur know that it is a great community. We have wonderful arts and parks. Our schools and colleges offer many options for learning and growing no matter what your age. Decatur has two excellent government hospitals, and people and families have strong faith connections. The fabric of life in Decatur is rich and beautiful. If you love living here, think about making your community part of your legacy too. It's easy to do by adding simple language to your will that leaves part of your estate to your favorite charity. Even just 5% of your estate can represent a significant gift to one of Decatur's nonprofit organizations. Talk to your family and talk to your attorney about leaving a legacy to Decatur. It will be one more thing your children and grandchildren remember about you.
Country sensation Easton Corbin is coming to the Farm Progress Show for a free concert this Wednesday.
Oh, girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that.
Ram Trucks and Bob Brady Ram of Decatur are proud to be bringing you Easton Corbin, one night only and absolutely free.
And she's all over me. I'm all out of control.
Easton Corbin, brought to you in part by Decatur's hottest place to get a new Ram truck, Bob Brady Ram.
Baby, we'll run with it. Won't think about it too much.
During the summer clearance event at Bob Brady Ram, save over 10 grand on a 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4.
Baby, be my love song.
Easton Corbin, brought to you by Ram Trucks and Bob Brady Ram, I-72 at exit 144, Decatur.
Until the sun comes up.
This is Byers & Company, live from the Farm Progress Show on WSOY 1340 AM at 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com. Broadcast presented by ADM.
Good morning and welcome back. We're live here at the ADM exhibit at the Farm Progress Show. Day two underway. Gates opened about 22 minutes ago, right after a spectacular fireworks show. I don't know what the show looked like. It sounded fabulous. We were in the tent here, and it felt like it was directly overhead.
Yeah, it sounded like it was directly overhead. I don't think you could see it, but, you know.
Okay. Senator Andy Menar is standing by, and he joins us. He was going to be here live with us this morning, but you got a call late last night by the governor inviting you over for a press conference to talk about education funding. We understand that takes priority. Are you still planning on making it over here today?
I was there last night, actually, Brian. I'm going to try to make it over this afternoon. Also plan to be there tomorrow. I actually brought the president of the Senate to a reception that was hosted downtown at PACO for ag directors from across the country, which I've attended before. It was a great reception. We peeked in. There weren't many people there last night, of course, at that point in time, but I hope to get over there this afternoon.
All right, so tell me what's happening at 8:45 this morning.
Well, as you know, we've come to a bipartisan agreement on school funding. It was a difficult road over 4.5 years. This represents a true compromise. Both sides are a little unhappy with the final product, but there was enough in there to gain a majority in both the House and the Senate. The governor asked that I attend a press conference with him today at Ball Charter School on the east side of Springfield, which is in the 48th Senate District. Since the sponsor of the bill, I felt obligated that we should start explaining in clear terms what this bill is and what it isn't. That starts today.
Okay, well, listen, before we get into any of the details, I just want to say thank you to you. I know that we don't always have to agree on everything, but there is no doubt that you have been literally moving the needle on this discussion for a number of years now. So even though, as you said, not everyone is happy, and that generally tends to be the best kind of legislation, I think, for citizens, you deserve a lot of credit for really driving this discussion over the last number of years.
Well, thank you. We go back to that. Remember that forum we had, Brian, at the Civic Center? I think that was probably 4 years ago at this point. And it was hosted by WSOY, by other organizations, and Governor Edgar was going to be there, if you recall, but he couldn't because his wife was ill. But the governor, Governor Edgar, has said all along, and he's absolutely right, that to get this done, there's going to have to be bipartisan agreement, which isn't just important to get the number of votes needed to enact legislation. It's also important because then both sides own the product. So when this is implemented, which is going to start immediately, Decatur Public Schools will see the benefit of this legislation immediately when it becomes law. Both sides own it, which means that both sides are going to have to defend it in future years and change it if necessary. It won't be a hyper-partisan agreement where one side tries to pick it apart for future years, like we see oftentimes in Washington. So I think that's perhaps the best part of this agreement. Of course, there's going to be efforts to pick it apart. I think it's my job to explain to my constituents that I have the privilege of representing why I came to the conclusion that this was the best route forward. And I'm pleased that the governor has committed to sign the bill.
All right. Talk to your teacher friends right now, because one of the most excoriating attacks on this bill came from the teachers union yesterday.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, we worked with the teachers unions during the negotiations. There's a couple of pieces that they are opposed to, which I would just put in context of the bill, are small, not diminishing their importance to the unions. But in the overall scheme of things, it's a small piece of the bill. You know, the piece that deals with private school scholarships is being described as a voucher program. Let me be clear. It is not a voucher program. This is a tax credit given to individuals and businesses who donate to non-for-profits that then use that money to give some students in some parts of the state the ability to go to a non-public school where their public schools aren't meeting metrics, so the lowest performing public schools. That's number one. It's going to be afforded to less than 1% of the students that attend public schools in the state of Illinois. So it's a very limited step in that direction. Now, I understand the controversy there, but I said this on the floor of the Senate yesterday. The folks that are promoting that believe, and I give them the benefit of the doubt, that they want to give kids better options and a better chance at getting a quality education. So right there is a thread of commonality between that goal and the goal of Senate Bill 1. That's where we should start.
All right, so you think it's unfair when the IFT says that Governor Rauner capitalized on the crisis he created when he vetoed the original bill and used it as leverage for private school tax credits that benefit the wealthy while working families continue to struggle. That's an outright lie.
Well, that's one way to describe it. And the other way to describe it would be that if, for example, I said this yesterday on the floor of the Senate too, if this final package had been offered to us back in May, we would have taken it back in May. And we wouldn't be in the position we're in today. So what's important, I think, moving forward is that we focus on what I think is a successful compromise, which again, doesn't embody 100% of everything that I asked for. Certainly does not. But is it 90% of what I asked for? You bet it is. And that's why I stood up and said that we ought to support it.
Well, listen, we've only got about a minute left here, and I know you've got a press conference to get to. If you're not able to get over here today, come back over tomorrow and see about 800 kids from District 61 getting a firsthand look at the Farm Progress Show.
Yeah,
we'd love to have you with us. Okay.
All right, Brian.
Senator Menard, we appreciate it. I know it was last minute here. He was invited by the governor, sent us a text last night that he was asked to be over there at that press conference. Yeah, you know, this is a tough spot, and I'm not trying to pick on the teachers union, but I mean, they're throwing the political fireballs here.
Yeah, they're throwing the grenades. So I mean, let's we've gotten a bill, we've got some funding. Let's move it forward at this point.
Well, we don't need more of this.
No, we've had this,
and people are tired of it, mm-hmm. right? And you know, if you just come out and at least be honest about your motivation, I'd have more respect for your argument rather than it's
right.
The kids.
Yeah.
Don't give me that.
Yeah.
I've been doing this a long time. I've never met a teacher's union rep that cares about the kids more than they care about the teacher's contract.
Right.
And keeping a monopoly on that, and particularly cities like Chicago. We'll take a break for the news. Back with the Farm Progress Show. Stay tuned.
WSOY News Time is 8:29. Well, the temps for this year's Farm Progress Show are not as high as they have been in years past, and members of the Country Financial team are still making sure everyone's cool with their Oasis. In addition to offering the escape from the heat, Country Financial also presented the Illinois Agricultural Association Foundation with a check that helps their efforts in teaching kids about agriculture. Susan Moore is the director of the IAA Foundation and says,
one of the primary programs that we're looking to support is Illinois Ag in the Classroom, which we're very fortunate to have a really strong Ag in the Classroom program here in Illinois. And a lot of that is because of the great volunteers, the program coordinators who are doing that work out in the counties. But we need sponsors.
Rankenberger said they were happy to donate the money because of their deep roots in the agricultural world. Coming up, state of Illinois, ready to help with whatever emergency personnel in Texas need. They just need to be asked. That coming your way after Fox, 8:30.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. It's not just Houston flooded by Tropical Storm Harvey. Port Arthur, Texas, Mayor Derek Freeman says most houses there have water in them.
Wherever you are, please get the high ground. We will get to you.
A civic center being used as a shelter in Port Arthur's flooded itself now with people moving up to the bleachers. Pastor Joel Osteen's opened his megachurch in Houston, denying accusations he'd been keeping people away once it was safe to get in.
I had staff tell me that there was this, you know, firestorm happening, but we don't run our lives by what happens on Twitter.
There are still people trying to get out of their homes with 13,000 rescued so far in Houston. President Trump tweeting this morning, the U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying them extortion money for 25 years. Talking is not the answer. The North Koreans conducted a missile test over Japan on Tuesday. Our Navy shot down a missile in a successful test off Hawaii today. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WSOY News Time is 8:31. State of Illinois is ready with whatever emergency personnel Texas needs. Illinois's Emergency Management Agency boss says Texas just needs to ask, and so far, Texas has not asked. Illinois Emergency Management Agency Director James Joseph says there's a national emergency database. All states are connected, and Texas's first requests for help were filled almost immediately.
A lot of the requests that came in initially from Texas were very specific to some of the states around them that were very quick response. For example, Florida, Louisiana. They sent some response capabilities very quickly based on their proximity.
Joseph says he's ordered local emergency response teams to get ready and essentially be on standby in case there is a request. A number of states have sent their Task Force 1 teams to Texas. Illinois doesn't have one, but that's not because Illinois doesn't have available search and rescue personnel. Joseph says FEMA just designates one team per region, and Indiana beat Illinois to the punch. The Brewers lost ground in the division race as we look at sports. Luke Voigt collected four RBIs and Matt Carpenter socked a two-run home run. Cardinals beat the Brewers 10-2 at Miller Park last night. Cubs, meanwhile, 4-1 winners over the Pittsburgh Pirates behind Jake Arrieta, who pitched two-hit ball over six shutout innings. That sparked the game was scoreless until Ben Zobrist slammed a solo home run to spark a three-run sixth. Coming up this afternoon on WSOI Cardinal Baseball as they take on the Brewers once again. We'll have that pregame for you starting at 12:15. Your next news update comes your way at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly, live from the ADM exhibit at the Farm Progress Show for WSOY and Newhoff Media, media made locally.
Are you ready to be entertained? Let the State Farm Center entertain you. The State Farm Center is excited to present the WCIA 3 Broadway series for the 2017-2018 season. This year, the series features exciting classic shows like the Pulitzer Prize winning Rent in its 20th anniversary tour. The contemporary classic Dirty Dancing comes alive on stage along with the beloved and timeless musical The Wizard of Oz. Cabaret will close out the season with its stunning choreography and sizzle. Don't miss your chance to experience the absolute best of Broadway, so get your tickets today. Series subscriptions are on sale now, starting at $156, and are available at the Illinois Ticket Office at the State Farm Center by calling 866-ILLINI-1 or purchase online at statefarmcenter.com. Get your tickets today for the 2017-2018 WCIA 3 State Farm Broadway Series.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day Farm Progress weather forecast.
Mostly sunny skies today, highs near 81 degrees. Then for tonight, clear, lows around 60. Thursday, patchy fog possible in the morning with mostly sunny skies and highs near 81. And Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 74 degrees. Right now, it is 65 degrees in downtown Decatur.
This is Byers & Company, live from the Farm Progress Show on WSOY 1340 AM at 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com. Broadcast presented by ADM.
We're back here at the Farm Progress Show, and right now it's time to head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Brian. The popular averages closed higher on Tuesday with the Dow up 56 points to 21,865. Investor worries about the North Korean missile launch over Japanese airspace settled down during the afternoon. In economic news, the Conference Board Consumer Confidence Index rose to 122.9 in August, up from 120 in July. This was the second highest reading since late 2000. The S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index rose 5.8%. 8% during the 12 months ended in June. And economic announcements likely to impact trading today include gross domestic product, corporate profits, and the Energy Information Administration petroleum status report. European markets were higher today, with the London FTSE up 0.42% and the DAX in Frankfurt up 0.5%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 0.74%, and the 10-year U.S. Treasury note was down 5/32nds, yielding 2.147%. Gold futures were down $3.50 at $1,313.30. Crude oil futures were down 32 cents at $46.12 a barrel. The Dow is trading at 21,845, a negative 20 points. ADM at 41.67, Ameren 60.28, Caterpillar 116 even, Norfolk Southern 119.19, PPG 103.55, Tate & Lyle at 35.30, and Mueller Water at 11.50. And today, William Hazlitt is who I will quote. The art of life is to know how to enjoy a little and to endure much. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie, as always. We appreciate it. We'll check in with you live tomorrow morning, our final show for the Farm Progress Show. You know, we get worked up about all this stuff, and then I sort of get like a postpartum depression after they're over because it's like you don't know what to do with yourself.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a drag.
Week after the celebration, yeah. You're kind of like, I want to go walk 30 miles. What am I doing?
I want to see a combine, yeah. You know? It's like, where did it go?
I want to eat something.
I want to eat something.
What I go with.
Yeah,
the celebration.
Well, yeah, I get
where
that.
Where's food at?
What's been your most surprising thing out here? Big Matt Hall.
Goodness. The sheer amount of people, you're told how many people usually come here, but you still don't understand it. When you watch the group of people flood in, when you see the cars lined out back to 72 trying to get in here, it's amazing. I think the size of the farm equipment, all the stuff that's out there, it's really hard to wrap around, especially if you don't understand it. It's hard to wrap around how much really goes on here.
See, but I think that's why you're perfect for the job and your videos have been so good is you're kind of coming at it from a layman. I mean, it translates well to people who don't know anything about it.
Sure.
Because you're coming at it from a curiosity point of view,
right.
Of like, hey, explain this to me, which I think is cool. Your video with Orion Samuelson was just fantastic. That's available at Nauticator.com. You can go to the Farm Progress page or you can check out Nauticator on Facebook. All of our social media is sponsored by the Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. We interviewed Terry Hamill yesterday. That podcast is up as well. You can also, if you miss Congressman Davis or Senator Rose or Senator Menar, all of those podcasts available. And then we'll have more videos and photo galleries. We've got the Secretary of Agriculture coming here today. I don't know how many steps removed he is from the presidency, but he's a cabinet member.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Actually, if something happened, he could be president.
See, now you're I didn't want to really go there with that statement.
You started
No, I did not. I just meant he's important enough that he's in the succession plan. I didn't actually paint a scenario, but someone's always got to go there. Now we'll probably get a call from the Secret Service.
I'm saying it's
that important of a position that he may be the guy that's not at the State of the Union address. He may be put away at an undisclosed location. That's a big deal.
Right.
It's a very short list.
Yeah, it's
people.
A very short list.
And so he will be here today. They had a party last night. They're having all kinds of things that are happening behind the scenes. These conversations of what Washington and what Springfield can do for the industry. A lot of it just get out of the way. You know,
that would be a plus.
Yeah, we really would. But it's pretty cool to watch all of that happen. And then, of course, the governor was here yesterday. You've got folks, seven, I think, congressmen. They're going to be here from, as far away as Pennsylvania will be here today. And bipartisan, too, by the way, Republicans and Democrats who realize, because I think there's a lot of elitism, right, in politics. Just like there is in the media, you got a lot of the Beltway guys, you got the East Coast guys, the West Coast guys that don't really understand the importance of agribusiness and how big it is. You got people in Illinois. I mean, you got a lot of Chicago politicians that have no idea the number one driving economic factor in business in Illinois is agribusiness.
Right.
And they don't get it.
No, they don't understand it at all. And, you know, all they would have, if they would just come down here and spend one day.
Well, 2 years ago, I know that ADM with others worked to bring down a host of lawmakers from all over the state of Illinois, and we were over there for that. I think Senator Rose and Senator Menar were involved.
Yeah, because you got true toward the commodities floor, too.
We did. They hosted us at ADM, and there were not as many as you would have liked to have seen from Chicago, because in Chicago's mind, we're like a million miles away and not important at all. I mean, that's just a general sort of thought process. That doesn't mean everyone, certainly. But, you know, the lawmakers there are very – it's why I think we never want to go to an alderanic form of government here in Decatur. Because
right.
what happens when you do that and you divide the state up and, you know, what you have are these, like, sort of like – what we would have here in Decatur is you'd have, like, a little six-block area. And that's all you cared about was that six-block area, and you
right.
couldn't see the community as a whole, right?
Right?
And that's kind of the way it is with Chicago legislators. I mean, they just – all they care about is what can we attach to everything that we do that supports what we do and be damned with the rest of the state.
Right.
And I guess maybe that's their job if you break it down to a brief description of representing your constituents. But all too often, it's just about the city of Chicago. Now, flip side of that is sometimes downstate, you know, I remember a few years ago when Representative Mitchell and Representative Brown were going to want to introduce legislation to secede from Chicago. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I remember this.
You can't – Illinois is not Illinois without Chicago.
Right.
I mean, and so it is a big fish, right?
Yes, it is a big
fish. And so it gets, you know, more than its share of attention, and we get more benefit than we're, you know, most often willing to recognize. And so it works both ways.
Yes, it does. I mean, it is an integral part of the state because
yeah.
it would not be Illinois without that little corner of the state.
Well, but it's not a little corner. It's a little corner that has
a very
the vast
powerful,
majority of the population.
Right, exactly.
Which
exactly.
is always what makes, you know, the state so interesting on a political map, because it generally, outside Governor Rauner, since Edgar and Ryan, it is a blue state in a presidential election until you look at a county by county map, and
right.
then it's a red state with one blue dot at the top
right.
of it, where
that has a lot of people.
Yeah, so it is interesting, the political dynamic in this state. But the number one business, as far as driving jobs in this economy, is agribusiness.
Yes,
far and away.
Yes, without a question.
And it's represented here.
And you think about, you think about when the stockyards were massive and running up near the Joliet area. That was all part of it as well. But again, that's outside the city limits of Chicago. So to them, that's foreign as well. So if they could get more of those people that, or more of those representatives and those, more of those politicians from Chicago would get down here, they might understand it.
They might, but I will promise you this. You could take any of those legislators, line them up right here, and they would be every bit as ignorant to what this is all about as
right.
anyone. They're not, it's not even out of spite or just,
right.
just willful. It's just they think concrete blocks and skyscrapers run the world. And we have this debate going on in this country.
Yeah.
This country really has turned into, and I don't mean a political debate, I mean just, it is literally urban versus rural. And when I say rural, when I say urban, those aren't code words for anything. It just means you've got big concrete places where a lot of people live, and then you've got the rest of America, which really does, you know, a lot of the work.
Right. Yeah.
And don't live. Like it's big, and then you've got those cities aren't in great shape. I mean, you look at Atlanta, Detroit, Chicago. I mean, there are a lot of problems. You know, we don't have murder rates like they do, and crime like we do, and drug. And then, like, you go to Michigan, and we get these things that happen with water. I mean, you know, these are all municipalities and bureaucrats and politicians that run these big cities. And here, it's not so much that way.
Right.
But that's not unique. That's all across America right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely right.
But they wouldn't understand a farmer's life.
Oh, no. No, they wouldn't have the first clue.
And a farmer doesn't get to blame somebody else when it doesn't work out for him. You know, the farmer's got to be responsible for everything they do. There's a reason why that Paul Harvey thing resonated so much with the Super Bowl, you know, 30 years after that speech was delivered
right.
to an FFA meeting, is because it's what built America. And,
right.
and we had a lot of debate on the history of this country, and some of it is reasonable debate, some of it is just cray-cray right now, but there's no doubt about that these same people are right now doing the same job they've been doing for hundreds of years of feeding this country, and then all the business that's developed in and around that, it's on display out here. So tomorrow, it's not too late, come on out and see the Farm Progress Show with your own eyes. And if you're not able to come out, you can live vicariously through all the stuff we're pushing out on NowDecatur.com and through our social media, thanks to the Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. That's doing a great job. Have you learned a lot? See, I would have thought growing up in Moroa, you would have known about this.
Well, when I moved to Moroa, my dad was a blue-collar worker, worked for Corn Belt Energy, so I never got around the farm stuff. My family really wasn't around farm stuff, and I didn't have a whole lot of farm friends. I did, but we never hung out at their place. So what I learned out here, there's so much to learn, which sounds stupid, but I spent some time in Syngenta, and just the seed science alone is mind-blowing as to how things work here and there. Then you go to John Deere and look at all the massive equipment. Why does this do? Well, seriously, this, yeah, you do all this with this? Then you go and check out the Outback the Outback guys over there with the GPS, the whole hands-free thing. What? You can basically sit in your cab and not have to worry about doing anything. It will steer for you.
No,
you can save money in the process.
You can sit and you can peruse Navigator.com while you're...
Exactly. Huh, look at that.
Yeah. Right.
Then you go and check out the size of those the tractor that they're doing the ride and try or whatever over there to see how massive that is and what all it's able to do. It's just... You learn so much of, wow.
Yeah, but there's musical entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
There's
yes.
food. There's, you know, just always something going on and a lot of swag. I have not collected any swag. Except the only thing I make sure I get every year is the ADM Challenge coin that they do for the Farm Progress Show. But we're going to be in a quest of the coolest hat at the Farm Progress Show. Now that trucker hats are, like, all the rage.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's give kudos to Kyle May for that.
Well,
that
I'm telling you, it never got out of vogue.
No, I know.
In the ag community.
The
They've been wearing those hats forever.
Yeah. Yep.
It's just now we've caught on to how hip they are.
Yes, very true. And you can come down here and you get a stick.
And a bucket.
And a bucket.
Stick in a bucket. Stick in a bucket.
And it's cherished when you get it.
Yeah.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
It's not just
And then think about, you know, where else do you put 200,000 people and hand them weapons and not have a single issue?
Right. With a beer garden.
Yes.
With a beer garden. Right.
Right?
I know.
And then there's a country concert tonight.
Right.
5 o'clock.
Free.
Yeah.
There was some debate on that apparently yesterday on social media. It's like, it is a free concert. Free.
You know what? I'm so over that conversation. And no, they are not doing food and beverage. It's just a 1 hour concert for free. That all came together sort of,
last minute.
Very last minute. I know now Bob Brady's involved and Dodge and they're doing all their thing. It's pretty cool stuff. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more. We got a ride to catch. You want to wrap things up for us out here? Jeff and Lindsay will take it over from here.
Yep.
Matt and I have got an appointment with the United States Congress.
Yes, you do.
All right. Back with more after this.
Hello, it's Toyota's National Clearance Event. This is Jan.
Hi, I just wanted to make sure your clearance event is on because it's our last day of vacation and we're heading over right after.
Yes, it's on right now through September 5th. We've got great deals on the remaining 2017 models.
Perfect, because we've been waiting all summer. Oh, this is crazy!
You know what's crazy? Our super low APR financing and incredible lease offers.
Oh man. Hey, can I save on a Camry?
Yes, Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Tundra, and more.
Oh. This is the big one!
You're right. It's our biggest event of the year.
That was awesome.
Kind of like our national clearance event.
It's just not summer without Toyota's National Clearance Event, where you can save big on the remaining 2017 models. But this event won't last long. Hurry and get the Toyota you want today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
This is Joe. Joe thinks he's seen it all.
I've seen it all. Golden-crusted pork chop? Seen it. Cat with a dog tattoo? Seen it.
But when it comes to identity theft, Joe only monitors his credit and bank statements.
Psh, credit fraud? Seen it.
So he can't see that he could still be blindsided by threats like an unauthorized address change or someone selling his personal info on the dark web.
Whoa, didn't see that coming.
But LifeLock sees a wide range of identity threats, and if there's a problem, a dedicated U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity.